Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. And on this Thanksgiving Day weekend, what are you thankful for? Let me just say, I am thankful for you. There are thousands and thousands of people listening to the program, and many, so many people consider it appointment radio. And they're like, you know, I don't listen to a lot of radio, but I make it a point to listen to your program. And every time I hear that, I'm just so humbled and so honored. And again, so I just want to say on this Thanksgiving Day weekend that I am so thankful for you. And as always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you can go old school and give us a phone call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, so this is the time of year where families get together, we all gather. Last year, a lot of us stayed home, right? So we host Thanksgiving at my house, and we do the spread, right? Just like everybody does, right? And so and one of the things that I like to do, I'm a kind of a chef wannabe, so, and my favorite pie is a Tippins pumpkin pie, but it's more like a pumpkin custard pie. It's kind of, a little more kind of mellow, not quite as spicy as some of them. And I'll tell you what, I think I got that thing down. It's so good. But we have the whole spread. But last year, the majority of our family stayed home because of what? COVID, right? We're all kind of nervous about that. This year, guess what? Everyone's vaccinated. Some folks in the family have had the booster, and we're all like, you know what? We're making up for lost time. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to come early, spend even more time together than maybe we normally would have. And so, that's exactly what we did. And I think a lot of families are doing that, but. During this time, something interesting happens. And so a lot of times families get together like once a year, maybe a couple times a year in Thanksgiving and Christmas time. This kind of this holiday season, this is the big one. And a lot of families have kept in touch with their elderly parents or maybe even grandparents, other elderly relatives. And maybe they've talked to them over the phone or maybe FaceTime or Zoom, something like that. And then you get home and you're seeing a very different situation, or you have these realizations like, oh my goodness, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't catch that on the phone. Dad was doing a really good job kind of covering for his memory loss. Now that we're here and in person, this is way, way worse than we ever thought it was. Oh my goodness, look at the condition of the home. Now we see that mom has full bottles of medicine everywhere. She hasn't been taking her medication. That's dangerous. That's actually life-threatening because, you know, cholesterol and high blood pressure and all these things. So my point is, families come home, they gather, they see things, they have these realizations, their eyes are wide open, they're like, oh my goodness, we need to talk about what we're going to do here. So then families over these holiday times, and this is the first one, the first big one here, Thanksgiving Day weekend, families talk. And they say, you know, we need to start taking turns coming over to help out, or we need to bring in a home care provider, or we need to look for a continuing care retirement community. She can't stay here very much longer. Or we need to look at an assisted living community because dad needs help. Or things are really progressed and we're going to need a long-term care community. This is actually a dangerous situation and we didn't appreciate that until now. All right, so families come home, they see things, they have these new realizations, and they take action. And what do they say? It's not an emergency. Let's get through the holidays, and then right after the first, let's start looking around for a place or for, you know, let's get some help here. Okay, and that happens. And so if that's you on this Thanksgiving Day weekend, and if you're listening to this program, it could very easily be you, I want to just go through some of the things that you need to think about and work through. And the first one is when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And again, if you need help with this, you want to reach out at any time, you can feel free to call my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at Senior Care Consulting. It's with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And what we do, in a nutshell, we help families determine exactly what level of care they need. And then we research the market and we identify our top three prospects, right? Our top three communities that most closely meet our needs based on a care assessment, a geriatric care assessment that we provide, that we do. Then we'll go out and tour those communities with you. We'll ask a lot of questions that you, most frankly, most people would never know to ask, or maybe, you know, a little bit concerned, you know, asking some of these questions. Great questions, gathering tons of information, and then we provide a report to you. So first of all, the whole process just takes a few hours of your time versus the 50 to 100 hours that people have reported over all these years of them trying to do this on their own. Most people don't have that much time to do this, and they want to get it right. Well, we can help you get it right with just literally a few hours of your time. So it's a tremendous time saver. But more importantly than that, we put together a report with every question asked, every piece of information discovered. We calculate exact staffing ratios at your top three communities that most closely meet your needs. We report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. There is a wealth of information in this report that we provide for you. So we take you through a very steep learning curve very quickly, and we put you in the position to make the best decision that you can possibly make. And look, folks, this is one of the big ones. This is one of the biggest and, frankly, one of the most difficult decisions that you will ever make in your entire lifetime. And most people wish they had some help going through this process. And that's exactly what we do at Senior Care Consulting. 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, so when should we consider moving from home to a senior care community? Right, and frankly, it's the most commonly asked question I've had in all of these years in operating Senior Care Consulting, over 19 years now that we've been doing this. So I would say, sometimes it's obvious. Okay, you come home and you see some things, you're like, uh-oh, yeah, we got to move, and we need to do this fairly quickly. So sometimes it's obvious, but frankly, way more often than not, it's not exactly obvious, okay? There could be kind of some gray areas there. You're not quite sure. You don't want to move too soon. You don't want to wait too late. You don't want to wait too long. So I like to say that the following things should trigger that conversation of when to move from your home to a senior care community. And the first one, by a mile, is when you have a safety issue, when it is no longer safe to live at home. And some examples of that, safety issues, leaving the stovetop burners on, that is super common. Wandering away from your home and you can't make your way back home. You could either walk away from your house or drive away from your home and you get lost. And that's why you hear about so many silver alerts. It's happening more and more and more frequently. And I would say more often than not, these silver alerts have a happy ending. But unfortunately, sometimes they don't have a happy ending. They're really serious. Anytime I see a silver alert posted on Facebook or on social media, I repost it or I share it immediately just to get that word out. It could make the difference. Someone could be suffering from malnutrition, not eating properly, or dehydration, unsanitary living conditions due to neglect. That's a sad situation. You just can't let that go on. That's a major safety concern. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. Yeah, Steve, mom's been in the hospital 12 times in the last year and a half. Okay, well, okay, that's a symptom of an issue that's trying to tell you something, that situation speaking to you. Okay, someone not taking their medication at all, or maybe taking it improperly, or maybe doubling up on their meds, that is a major safety issue that isn't just as apparent as leaving a stovetop burner on, but it is. And then falling victim to elder financial abuse, that is a huge, huge safety issue. Okay, so all of these things fall into that number one category of what should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. I'm going to have more coming up next, but if you want to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, feel free to do so for a free consultation, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many years has Senior Care Consulting existed? A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, or D, 19 years? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com, and that's audacy.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. This is kind of a softball question, okay? But it's a good one, all right? So how many years has Senior Care Consulting existed? All right, so A, 5 years, B, 10 years, C, 15 years, or D, 19 years? And the answer is D, 19 years and counting, and God willing, there'll be a 20th year and maybe a 25 and 30 years. So been at this a long, long time. And I've shared the story before, but the bottom line is I helped my grandparents through this whole transition from their home to a senior care community. And frankly, I did a lot of prayer about this and about, you know, career direction, et cetera, et cetera. And I just really felt led to help other families in the same way that I helped my own grandparents. And this is what I did for my grandparents. I went out and I interviewed a few places that I felt would be a great fit. And depending on, you know, what I learned about the place, and don't forget, I've been an administrator, licensed administrator at nursing homes and assisted living communities. So I know the questions to ask, and I know the tough questions to ask, and I asked them. And I found a place that I was comfortable with, and that's the one we chose. So I modified that whole process into a process that I use today, to this very day, with Senior Care Consulting, and I help your family in the exact same way as I helped my own family, my own grandparents. It's the full service placement program, and it is just spectacular. I'll go through the steps that are included in that full service placement program a little bit later on. But first, I want to continue that thought of answering that question, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, since so many families are back home for the holidays and this first one, this Thanksgiving Day weekend. And a lot of families are having these realizations like, oh boy, we didn't realize that. And the families talk, and when do you consider moving? And there's some things that should trigger that conversation. So number one, when it's no longer safe to live at home. Number two, and I would call this a real close number two, or maybe a 1A. This one's huge. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you better start talking about that. You cannot let that go on very long. Do not let that go on very long. I'm pounding the table when I'm saying that. Where I see this most importantly is when you have an elderly spouse caring for an elderly spouse. You have an 80-year-old wife caring for an 80-year-old husband who's at home with Alzheimer's, and he's failing, and she's his caregiver physically, and she's his caregiver mentally, and she's starting to become just exhausted with all of this. And what do caregivers do? We put our needs on the back burner, and we just don't take care of ourselves, because we pour all of what we got, all of it, into caring for this person that we love so much. We took vows in front of God and all of our family and our closest friends, for better or worse, in sickness and in health. And here we are, in the worse and in the sickness, till death do us part. That's a huge oath. That's a big deal. And a lot of us take that to heart. And the older you are, I think the more hardcore you are about that. I know my grandma was. She said, "Your grandpa's driving me crazy, but I would do anything for him. I'm taking care of him until I can no longer do so." So here's the thing. You have an elderly spouse being crushed, and I mean crushed, by the responsibility of being the caregiver. You can't let that go on too long. Now you have two people in decline. We're talking about your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and of course your physical health. Okay, and the caregivers, they skip social events like, you know, book club and the men's coffee group and going to church, and that's you know, there's some socialization involved in church, as well as, you know, this whole spiritual aspect, of course. But look, stress is a powerful force. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen the caregiver pass away unexpectedly because they are being crushed by the responsibility of being a caregiver. If you're home and you're seeing one of your parents really struggling because they've been providing the care and they haven't complained, they haven't talked to you kids about it, they've just taken that burden on themselves, you got to do something about it. I mean, right now. Don't let that go on any longer. You have to take action. Number three, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. When the cost of in-home care rises to that level of that 24-hour level, it could just be cost prohibitive. You know me, I'm a huge fan of home care. I'm a huge fan. Okay, but if it increases and increases and goes up and up and up to the 24-hour level, you're talking about $15,000 to $20,000 a month. And I don't care how much money you have, that's expensive. It is. If you can afford it, that is fantastic. That's really kind of an ideal situation. But and my grandparents could afford it for a period of time, but grandma did not want to spend that much money. She said, I would strongly prefer, you know, spending a fraction of that amount to get 24-hour care in an assisted living apartment. And I'm okay with that, right? So that could trigger the conversation. It just could be a financially driven decision to have that conversation and to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, you're just not able to keep up physically. You just can't keep it up. Okay, I like to just ask a really simple question. Why not consider changing your role from being the caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to shifting that to a role of the care manager, or maybe your loved one's advocate, that care advocate, meaning together, you can do this on your own, or you can call Senior Care Consulting, and we can absolutely help you make this really, really simple. You notice I didn't say easy. It's never easy. We can make this process simple. Okay, but together, we can work together and find the best place available for your loved one, and then your role will shift back to its more traditional role, the loving spouse, the loving son or daughter, in my case, the loving grandson. Okay, and then you can advocate for them. Make sure your loved one is receiving everything that they deserve, the good care they deserve. Speak for your loved one and educate the staff on mom's an early riser, dad's a night owl. He'll be up half the night watching old Westerns, right? My mom won't eat poultry items. She won't complain. She's just not going to eat them. Okay, well, you have to tell them that. Help them deliver the best care they possibly can. And at that point, your role is now the care manager. Right. And after the break, I'm going to go through some more super important information on this Thanksgiving Day weekend. You don't want to miss it. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of our podcasts of all the recent episodes at seniorcarelive.com and pretty much on all of the major podcast platforms that you want to mention, you know, Apple, Google, Amazon, it goes on and on and on and on. So we're out there in most of those spaces. So feel free to check that out. All right. So on this special Thanksgiving Day weekend, we're talking about families coming home, having some realizations like, we need to talk about this. and considering then, moving, sometime after the first, maybe it's not a crisis or an emergency. And usually it's not. Otherwise, you probably would have already seen that prior to. But usually it's this awakening and this new realization. And so let's get through the holidays, and then we'll look for a place, whether it's a CCRC or independent living or assisted living, long-term care or memory care. Let's just get through the holidays. We'll do that, after the first. And that'll happen tens of thousands of times in this listening radius this weekend. It's happening right now as we speak. So we're talking about what to determine before beginning your search. And before that, we talked about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. So you've made the decision. So let's get through January the 1st, and then we're going to go out, we're going to check out some places, and we're going to move forward in like that first week or two of January. Okay. And by the way, tens of thousands of other people do that at the same time. That's part of the reason why January and February would be representing the highest demand for all of senior care. And that's one of the main reasons why, is this newly realized pent-up delayed demand. All right, so you've made the decision, and now what do you do? Oh, Steve, we're just going to go out, and there's this new place being built over there. We're going to check that out. I'm going to send my sister this one place down the street from her job, and we're just going to go walk in a bunch of places and look at them and then reconvene and have a discussion and choose one. Okay, bad idea. Actually, I know you're trying to do your best, and you mean your best, but that is not a good idea. It's not a great use of your time. Let's be more precise than that. Okay, and again, senior care consulting, this is what we do for our clients. I'm just breaking it down for you. Okay, you can do it on your own, or you can hire senior care consulting to represent you through this whole thing and make a very complex process and a huge decision. We can make it very simple for you. And again, it's never easy. I don't care who you are. This is not an easy thing. Okay, but we can make this very simple and save you dozens and dozens of hours of time doing it. If you want to do it on your own, what you must determine before even thinking about going out and checking out any places, you have to determine what level of care you need. Well, Steve, what do you mean? What does that mean? Well, what level of care? That's what I mean. What level of care do you mean? I relate that to the licensure. So is it licensed as a residential care facility? Is it licensed as an assisted living community? Is it licensed as a home plus community? Or is it licensed as a long-term care community? Skilled nursing and rehab. How's it licensed? The license tells you everything. The license tells you how much help they can offer you and what they can do for you. So you have long-term care. Again, that's that nursing home, highest level of care, medical model level of care, assisted living, residential care. And that would be an RCF, residential care facility. So RCF in Kansas. Missouri breaks that down into two pieces. I'm not sure why they have to do that, but RCF 1, RCF 2. Actually, Missouri makes assisted living more complex than it needs to be, too. I don't know who thought of this. It's not necessary. But assisted living option 1, assisted living option 2. So this can get really, really messy, very complex very quickly. Licensed as a home plus, and you could even find a licensure of the intermediate care facility, ICF. How many of you know what an ICF is? Well, just think long-term care without that Medicare certification that offers skilled nursing and rehab. That's what that is. Did you know that? You probably learned something new today. All right, so once you determine what level of care you need, then you have to determine what type of care you need. I've been years trying to educate the market, and I think I'm getting somewhere, getting some traction, but there, you know, I probably have another 50 years to go before I can actually educate the market on how to do this properly. And frankly, I think some people in some places interchange these things intentionally just to be confusing, so you have to rely on them to define it for you and help you with it, which is a sales tactic, by the way. It's a sales tactic I don't prefer, but whatever. Okay. What type of care do you need? Well, what do you mean, Steve? Well, here's how I break it down. Do you need general care? I just call it general care, everyday care, general care. Do you need memory care? That sounds familiar, right? Do you need memory care? Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment, usually some form of dementia. It could be Alzheimer's. It could be cognitive impairment as it relates to having a stroke or having Parkinson's disease. It could be a lot of reasons for it, but it's a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. That's memory care. It's different than just general care. Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Very specific service of skilled nursing and rehabilitation therapy after you've been hospitalized for at least 3 overnights as an inpatient in a hospital. It's offered at a long-term care community that is Medicare certified. Is this all just as clear as mud? Right? This stuff gets complex really quick. I mean, I understand it like the back of my hand, but I've been doing this for, you know, I've worked in senior-related healthcare my entire adult career, and I've operated senior care consulting for the past, you heard, 19 years, right? So I understand this. We understand it at senior care consulting, but for most people, if this is brand new, this will make your head spin real quick, right? Another type of care, do you need mental health care, special care for someone with significant mental illness? Do you need hospice care? We talk about hospice care frequently on this program. Do you need that special type of care, hospice care? Do you need respite care? Okay, so you're a family at home. You've made the decision. Instead of going the shotgun approach and just run around willy-nilly looking at all these different places and you come back, well, that's not going to work. No, they said this isn't the right fit. You wasted. How many hours have you wasted right now? People are spending 50 to 100 hours running around trying to get this right if they're trying to do their homework. Senior care consulting clients get through this in just literally a few hours of their time. We're usually wrapped up by 12:30, 1 o'clock, same day. They're done. 913-945-2800. If we can help you and your family figure all of this stuff out, and we'll just walk alongside you through this search and selection process, it would be our honor to help you and your family. We can make this whole process super simple for you and break it down and lead you right up to the point of making the best decision that you can make and choosing the best place available, best place possible. 913-945-2800. All right, so you determine the level of care that you need based on licensure. Licensure defines what they can and cannot do and what they can and cannot offer. You've determined the right type of care that you need. And now, Sean, what do they say, the 800-pound elephant in the room? How are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for it? So private pay, first of all this is expensive. It just is, and it's worth it, but it's expensive, okay? So private pay. If you hear the term private pay, that means you're using your own resources to pay for your care. Medicare could help pay, but the only thing they're going to pay for is skilled nursing and rehab. It's a wonderful benefit, but it's very, very specific, and it's very limited. It's wonderful, but it's limited. Okay, we talked about Medicaid last week on the program. Medicaid is if you've outlived your assets and you need care at a long-term care community, Medicaid can help pay for the majority of that care. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to pay for your care if you qualify. You just have to qualify, okay? We've talked about long-term care insurance frequently on the program. It's a great, great asset to have, but only, about 70 to 75% of us will require and pay for long-term care in our lifetime, but only about 5 to 6% of us have long-term care insurance. With the cost these days, I just don't think long-term care insurance is an option anymore. I think you got to have it. All right, or you could qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit. We talked about that at length a couple of weeks ago, right after Veterans Day, with Ron Cherry from the national headquarters of the VFW. So those are the ways to pay for your long-term care community. So we've talked about determining your level of care, the type of care, and the payment methods. And coming up next, I'm going to finish out all of the things that you must determine before beginning your search for a senior care community. Don't go away. I'll be right back on this Thanksgiving Day special weekend.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so on this Thanksgiving Day weekend, we've been discussing how families come home, they have the realization, they're like, oh boy, let's get through these holidays and then let's start looking for a care community, you know, right after the first. And that's so common, it would just make your head spin. It's very, very common. So we've talked about when to consider moving from your home to senior care community. And once you've made that decision, then what you must determine before ever even thinking about stepping a foot in any community to check it out. And we said that you need to determine the right level of care, which is determined by the level of care is actually determined by the licensure, and that dictates what they can and cannot offer, okay, and what they can do and what they cannot do. So that's why I always tie that to the level of care. And then the type of care, payment methods, it's all expensive. And then the next one, location. Look, what are your location parameters? So when I visit with a senior care consulting client, I ask the question, okay, you live here, right? Your son lives over here and your sister lives over here. So, I mean, what location do we want to stay in? How far out can I throw the net when considering our options in the market? If you say, no, it has to be within a half of a square mile, okay, we're not going to have many options or we may not have any options, okay? But usually they'll say, oh, you know, in Missouri, kind of midtown south to Raymore Belton, okay, fine, or east to Blue Springs, or you know, just somewhere in Johnson County or Wyandotte County, or just north of the river, but not too far north. And so they'll just kind of give me an idea of how far they would prefer to drive. Closer is better, but how far they would drive to get the best care. And that's important. We all want to be close. And if it's convenient, let's just face it, it's easier to get there. You'll probably be there more, visiting more frequently than if you had to drive an hour or two. Okay. So we want the best place, but we also want the location to be reasonable to get to. Certainly understandable. And then last but not least, and most of the time we don't even have anything this specific, but I like to ask about personal preferences and needs. And I've had one example, you know, pretty common. Steve's mother's played piano for 70 years since she was a small child. It's part of her DNA at this point, right? I mean, she loves her piano. She loves her music. And she'll play that piano for hours a day. It is so therapeutic for her. Pretty soon, people will be gathered around and listening to the music and maybe even singing along. It's a beautiful thing. Steve, it would be great if they had a piano there where mother would be welcome to play the piano. Okay, well, I'm a musician, so I get that. In my opinion, that's not a like to have, that's a gotta have, right? So that's gonna be, and I always ask, is that a deal breaker if they don't have it? Okay, and sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't, but that's how detailed we get with our clients as senior care consulting. When we're helping develop that care profile, and that helps us develop this detailed description of exactly what it is that we're looking for. And so those are the first two things that you need to do while you're here gathered with your family on the Thanksgiving Day weekend, where you're trying to determine that next step. If you've determined that your loved one should no longer live at home because of a safety issue or what have you, or maybe that number two, that caregiver is in decline and just being just completely crushed by the responsibilities of providing that care, and you need to save them and get the care for your other loved one receiving the care, and you need to choose a senior care community. Again, reach out to Senior Care Consulting. It would be my honor to speak with you and your family and work with you through that search and selection process to find the best fit possible. 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. Or visit online at Senior Care Consulting, that's with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And what we'll do is we offer a free consultation just to get together, see if you're a good fit for us and see if we're a good fit for you. Here's what's going to happen. We'll have a free consultation, and I have a 6-page worksheet where I conduct a geriatric care assessment. and I'll meet with you, and we're going to determine. Guess what we're going to determine? See if this sounds familiar. We're going to determine the level of care, the type of care, the payment methods, location, personal preferences and needs. Does that sound familiar? Yep, except we do that for you. That's part of our service, and that is the all-important starting point, because we don't know what to look for until we define it, right? Okay, so we have that care profile, a detailed description of what we need on behalf of your loved one. Then we research the entire marketplace, and narrow the entire, there are hundreds of places to choose from. It's an overwhelming number. It's not overwhelming for me because I know what I'm doing. But if you're new to this, I promise you that will be overwhelming. Long lists of places. Okay? So we narrow that down to the top three communities. And then the next step is we actually go out together with you and we tour the communities together. We see everything that we need to see, and we also ask a lot of questions on your behalf and gather a wealth of critical data-driven and performance-based information. We gather that information for you. You're there with us. We're taking you through a very steep learning curve very quickly, very efficiently, and we're in and out of each place very, very quickly. And then we go to our second place. We go to our third place. We do it all over again three times. We start first thing in the morning, about 8:15. We're done by 12:30 or 1 o'clock. It's a huge time saver for our clients. You will spend dozens and dozens of hours. If you're trying to get it right, expect to spend dozens of hours. Our clients spend a few hours and they're done. It's a half of a workday. That's one of the great benefits to our service. And then when we're finished, we will assemble a report. We call it a summary report. We get it right back to you. It has every question asked, every piece of information discovered. We calculate exact staffing ratios. We report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. There is a wealth of information on the top three places meeting your exact needs as defined by a geriatric care assessment. Okay, to where you have this information in hand and now you're in the best position you can possibly be in to make an informed decision. Okay, and last but not least, I'll just touch on this very quickly. We work for you and represent you, and we work in your best interest. Our clients retain us just like they would retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider to help them through a process. This is the process that we help our clients through for a reasonable flat fee for service. We can take all of this off your plate and walk you through this. It would be our honor to walk alongside you. Give us a call at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800, or you could also visit us online at seniorcareconsulting.com, and we can take this one off your plate. We can work with you very quickly. We'll work to your time frame. And I'll tell you what, if you're thinking about moving after the first of the year, we need to jump on this. We need to do our homework right now, between now and the end of the year, so that we can get your name on a wait list, so that you can move comfortably after the first of the year before literally tens of thousands of other people enter the market and take up all of the inventory. So call today, and seriously, don't put that off. All right, on this Thanksgiving Day weekend, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.